dropping back deep and awaiting the kick of number 19, Kevin Wood. Thanks a lot for joining us here. It is a beautiful Saturday afternoon from Western Pennsylvania. Short kickoff here. This one close to bouncing. Ian Simon couldn't come up with it. Ball popped out, and now that scramble. This one got stuck in between the first and the second lines. Simon tried to slide forward and catch it. It popped off of his shoulder pads, and despite a scramble still continuing, referee has said that it will be Monmouth football. So some early surprises in this one. Could have been disastrous for Monmouth to begin the half. You know, you don't want to give up points going into halftime like Monmouth did, and then to give St. Francis the ball right back after that would have been something that would not have been good. Instead, the Hawks will have it first down and 10 from the 39-yard line.
And a chance to get points to begin the second half. We saw them, Matt, at the end of the first half be more aggressive than we're accustomed to. They went for a score. They had a Hail Mary attempt. So here, see if they can continue that aggressive play in the second half of play.
Craig Peterson coming back on. Real good first half. 12 of 17, 228 yards, and the two touchdowns. He will send Sterling and Pollard off to his right. Pandorf is the H-back to the right. Hayes will get the play action. They'll flip it out here to Pollard, and he gets popped. Oh, my. What a hit that was just delivered by Mike Dennis, number 36, the corner. Dennis, just a freshman from Teaneck, New Jersey, and he absolutely lit up Mitchell Pollard on what was not a very good throw by Craig Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson did as much to help that big hit as the defensive back did as he tried to lead Mitchell through both wide receivers in that tunnel screen and right into the player. That was a big hit on that play. You probably feel that one all the way back in Teaneck.
Split wide receiver set with Pollard as the third man in the slot to the right. Peterson looking left. That's Roberts' direction, and will get sacked. So two consecutive bummer plays here for Monmouth offensively. An incompletion and now a big sack. About a six-yard loss will bring up a third and 16.
So actually, the best way I would have put it also, you expect to come out in the second half after some halftime adjustments and be sharp and be efficient, and Monmouth has been anything but these first two plays. Pollard getting lit up on the first one. Peterson going down with another sack here, and now it's third and long.
This is not the down that Monmouth likes. Third down and long. Roberts, far sideline left. George, Pollard, and Sterling all come near sideline to the right. Low snap. Peterson able to field it. Has time here. Now going to be flush in the pocket, rolling off to his right, running for his life. Flips it to the sideline. Sterling will make the catch, but it's only going to go for a gain of about 4, maybe 5 yards. Bring up fourth down and 11 on a very quick three and out. Hawks will punt for the first time today.
Yeah, Moore will come on for the first time. And as much as I was singing the praises of Neil Sterling before, he made a good catch there. But when Peterson escapes the pocket, scramble rules in effect. You need to release downfield. At that point, the defense breaks down. Sterling would have had one-on-one with a shorter defensive back, which would have allowed Peterson just to kind of heave it up to him. But that's something that Neil will learn, again, as he gets more reps and more games under his belt.
Dane DeMonicus back deep. Moore, who's been waiting all day to crack one off, makes a high spiraling kick. A fair catch was called for by DeMonicus at the 25-yard line. Tristan Roberts covering, bumped DeMonicus after the catch. St. Francis angling for a personal foul, which they will not get.
Yeah, the reason they won't get it is because DeMonicus needs to really extend the arm into the air on the fair catch. He kind of gave like a wiping of the brow with his hand. It wasn't the nice, you know, clear fair catch symbol. Everyone sees it. That's where the blame lies more than Tristan, who didn't really hit him. He just kind of did the, you know, I want to make sure you're not going anywhere because I wasn't sure if that was a fair catch or do you just have short arms kind of deal.
Chris Valerial, who has been unhappy with several calls today, giving one of the linesmen a pretty good earful as St. Francis will come on here. Their first play from scrimmage in this second half. 13:22 to go. Monmouth leading 27-10. Here is Kyle Harbridge out of a three-back alignment running off to the left. Dan Sullivan clashing through the line and making the tackle. It was about a three-yard loss. Harbridge, who is a player who usually always gets positive yards, couldn't get anything going right there.
At that time, the red flash come out in a diamond look. We see a lot of teams that go pistol have this look. Two running backs flank the quarterback on either side, and then the tailback is the 3 yards behind it, but that time Sullivan darting through, making the play in the backfield.
Second down here in 13. Ball set from the left hash mark. Four wide receivers into the game. Monmouth bringing pressure off the edge. It will be Harbridge reading it. Into the open field. To midfield. 45, 40. Nobody's going to catch him. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 78-yard touchdown run for Kyle Harbridge, who scores for the third time today. He went right in the spot that Colin Cooper left his outside linebacker spot to blitz. And it was a foot race, and no one was going to catch Harbridge.
I'll tell you what, I misspoke early in this broadcast, Matt. I said Harbridge was deceptively fast. There's no deception about it. He's flat out fast. He separated from Jose Gomes, one of the faster Hawks, on that play, right around the 30-yard line, and it was no question that he was going to get into the end zone, as he's now run for over 150 yards in this game.
Here is Josh Thiel on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Not the start that Monmouth was looking for. A three and out on offense and giving up a long touchdown run to Kyle Harbridge. This, all of a sudden, has become a game. 27-24. Monmouth with a three-point lead. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that from Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Hawk Football on the Monmouth Radio Network.
Need to charter a bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Monmouth University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Monmouth Athletics would like to remind all fans to present their ShopRite Price Plus Club card at the ticket window on home game days to receive a $2 ticket discount. This special promotion will run throughout the year's final two games at home on the 12th and 19th. ShopRite, one place, your place.
So for the second time here in the half, Kevin Wood will kick off. This will trickle its way back to the last line. Mitchell Pollard from the 24, far sideline. Pollard with a good burst of speed, and he will take it into the Monmouth sideline, get run out of bounds at the Hawk 47-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for MU. So, Eddie, in less than 2.5 minutes here, this game is completely turned around. You think at the end of the half, St. Francis scores. They kind of get back within striking distance, and then boom, you come out, you force a three and out, you get a long touchdown run, and all of a sudden on homecoming, everything is energized, and now it's up to the Monmouth offense to, I think, put something together and put some points back on the board.
Yeah, St. Francis now knows that they're back in this contest, and now it's up to the Hawks to go out and separate or try to separate even further from St. Francis. That one-score game, we were talking about this being potentially a 27-10 game at halftime. Right now, 27-24, and raising some eyebrows around the league, I'm sure the score is.
Ball from the left hash mark. Pandorf as the H-back. It will be Hayes to get the carry right up the middle. St. Francis reads it well, and Terrence Bourne, the nose man, makes the tackle at the line of scrimmage to bring up a second down and long. Picked up about a half a yard, maybe. How's that sun working out for you?
This is brutal. The sun, when they made this press box, they probably didn't factor in, like, where the sun would be or the direction or any of that, because the sun is actually directly in front of us and it is currently baking my partner and I.
3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Second down and a long nine. Four wide receivers into the game. One of them, Tyler George. Peterson looking off that way. Finds George set up in the seam at the 45 into PA territory. Tripped up at the 41. It'll be a first down. That game goes for about 13 yards. Coverage and the tackle made down the field by Austin Mealy. There are these things, they're called sunglasses. You bring them with you. You can learn that next semester, spring semester, first class. It's called coming prepared to a broadcast.
Okay.
I'm getting great after it a little bit. I'm a little bit upset with how the second half has started.
You're feisty. Okay, sunglasses or no? Are your forehead and cheeks not burning right now?
Well, you always have something with SPF in terms of what you use with lotion during the course of the day.
I don't use those things.
Three wide into the game here. Peterson has time. Now going to look for Pollard. Down the field, he's got him open, and he dropped the football. That is two consecutive times that they have gone downfield for Pollard, and that one a little bit out of the stretch of Pollard, but again, a very catchable football.
That's a great throw. You got to catch it. That is an absolutely fantastic throw by Craig Peterson. And where the first one, it was a tough play. Mitchell probably should have made the catch back in the first half. This one, he has got to make. That's a catch you have got to pull down at this level of football and score a touchdown to help your team, who is now only up by three.
Hard luck for Peterson. It would have thrown another touchdown pass and added to what is a pretty solid day. Second down and 10. Eric Sumlin checks into the game of the wide receiver spot. Here is Hayes trying to stretch it out to the right. Nothing doing. He will lose a half yard. Take it back behind the original line of scrimmage and go back to a third down and a long 10 with 4 minutes gone by. Ball popped out late, but it had already been ruled forward progress had stopped. So a couple of drops here for Pollard, who usually has such good hands. Now, the one in the first half, he was going into the sun, so we can't use that as an excuse. Maybe he lost the football at the last second looking back into it, but I agree with you, Eddie. That was a ball that was put on the mark from Craig Peterson.
And it looked as though when the ball left Craig's hands that Mitchell might have had to go up and make a play on it, but the ball just kind of kept going and going. Mitchell ran under it. Again, got to make that catch.
Third and 10, four wide into the pattern here. Peterson going to be flushing the pocket, in trouble, and will get sacked. 10-yard sack put on, as this time it is Bourne again, the nose man, to get the play. The freshman nose man, 6 foot, 319 pounds, making the play and taking Monmouth out of four-down territory for sure. Now on fourth and 20, they will bring Ryan Moore back on as things kind of collapsing here for the Hawks in the first 5 minutes of quarter number three.
Yeah, this has been an absolutely awful head start in the second half for the football team today, Matt. Looking not sharp here in the second half, and St. Francis looks as though they made the necessary halftime adjustments to come out and compete.
Here comes some pressure. Moore able to get it off. Short, wobbly kick. Another fair catch is called for by Demonicus at the 17-yard line, where St. Francis will have it first down and 10. Pass protection has been something that has been a bit of an issue. Monmouth, before last week, had yielded just 5 sacks all season long. They gave up 4 to Duquesne. A couple here today. It's been a bit of a problem the last couple weeks.
And the line hasn't changed. The line men up front are the same. Kyle first and now Craig Peterson have had the same group up front. It just looks as though, and maybe that's Craig Peterson holding on to the football a little longer. Last week, again, I factor in as an anomaly. You push that out because of the weather. But today he's been brought down at least 3 times, and he's holding on to the football too long.
9:46 to go. It is Harbridge, this time off the right tackle. Gets forward to the 18-yard line. Goes a gain of about 2. Bring up a 2nd and 8. St. Francis has life here with 9.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still tons of time left in this football game. Monmouth leading 27-24.
And why the game will remain in doubt as long as there's one score separating, Matt, is because St. Francis has one of, if not the most dangerous player in the game on their offense in Kyle Harbridge, who, as we saw last possession, can break it at any time.
4 wide receivers into the game. St. Francis spreading things out, and referees will stop this. It'll be a procedure penalty against St. Francis. Somebody gets started early on that one. We'll back them up 5 yards and bring up a 2nd and 13.
So that time it looked as though they were going to use Harbridge as a bit of a decoy, play action him on the zone read, and then flip it outside. Not able to go as the line wasn't able to get in order, and now PA will try to reorganize themselves.
Clock will continue to roll with 9:05 to go in the third quarter. St. Francis huddling here. They will break with 15 on the play clock. Send Demonicus and Novicki split to the left, going back to the right, Leduc and Wasileski. Harbridge, of course, stays into the game. He is the single back to the right of Kelly, who wants to throw. Looks right, now comes left. Simon gives chase. This one thrown up into the sideline and out of bounds. It will go as an incompletion. Bring up a 3rd and 13. Ian Simon able to put the pass rush on today. Simon, among the leaders in the Northeast Conference, has 6 sacks coming in. That is good enough for 2nd in the league.
I'm actually physically baking now. I was going to talk, and I was realizing how hot I am, and I couldn't say anything. Greg thinks I'm complaining.
I would tend to agree. Just a touch. Trips off to the left. Single receiver up top to the offensive right. Here is Kelly. Again, flushing the pocket, running for his life. Under pressure, will flip it out to Harbridge in the flat, but behind the line of scrimmage. Nice pressure put on by Masick and Harris. And then the tackle made by Upham behind the line of scrimmage. So it goes as a completion, but for a loss of about a yard. And now on 4th and 15, it will send the PA punt team back onto the field.
And Monmouth should get the football back in excellent field position, as Pollard will stand at about the 45 to return. So it looks as though they're going to bring a little heat also, Matt.
Penksa on to kick it away here with 8 minutes, just about at the midway point here of the third quarter. Monmouth bringing some pressure. Penksa able to get it off. Sends it into the Monmouth sideline. Pollard fields it at midfield. Coming to the near sideline right now. Looking to turn up the corner and does. At the 40 to the 35 to the 30, 25, 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Dives forward. Did he get in? He did! Touchdown, Monmouth and Mitchell Pollard. A 50-yard punt return. And the Hawks score via the special teams route. And with 7:47 to go, they get some excitement back on the sideline, which has been lacking this whole second half. But Pollard makes the big play. And Monmouth now a point away from going back up 10.
And Mitchell more than making up for dropping that touchdown the previous possession by scoring on his own. He first of all made a great play to field it on the tricky hop, and then got some blocks. Mike Drake had a great block near midfield. Pat Gray, Jose Gums blocking downfield. And a great job of Mitchell sniffing out the end zone and getting in for the score. I can't remember when the last time a Hawk had a punt return for a touchdown.
Well, Monmouth was going to try for the two-point conversion. They go with the huddle that sets up. The offensive line sets off to the left side. And Chris Luma, the single man to the right. Craig Peterson was going to get the snap and try to throw to Luma. But Luma got started early, so it goes as a procedure penalty, and will back up the extra point attempt 5 yards. Last time that Mama scored for a punt return all the way back in 2002.
That's right. Kevin Faulkner at Robert Morris had a punt return for a touchdown. There we go. Greg Viscomi all over it.
Got to like when we got the big guy in the box with us.
Yeah.
Peterson, high snap, able to field it, put it down, good hold. Kick is up by Spillane, and it is good. Monmouth with a big play. Boy, did they need that one. They go back up here 34-24, 7:47 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Staybridge Suites Eatontown, your home away from home, is an all-suite hotel with roomy apartment-like accommodations, including studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom, two-bath options, all with a well-equipped kitchen. Enjoy a hot complimentary breakfast buffet each morning, a 37-inch flat-screen high-def TV, plus complimentary internet access. And you'll be in close proximity to Monmouth University, the Garden State Parkway, and Jersey Shore destinations. Staybridge Suites Eatontown, part of IHG, featuring priority club rewards, off of Route 35, just south of the Monmouth Mall.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
You want to hear more about this game and all things Monmouth football? Give a listen on Tuesday nights. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings, the spot for the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Every Tuesday from 7 to 8 here on the Shore Sports Network. You can also check out the college and the NFL football all fall long. Located in the Monmouth Mall in Eatontown, Buffalo Wild Wings combines great food and a great atmosphere for football and more. MU students, special one for you. Wednesday night is college night. Good specials and a DJ all evening. Give them a call at 732-542-9464. Just swing on by to the Monmouth Mall and say hello. 7:47 to go here in the third quarter. Monmouth 34 and St. Francis 24. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here in the box at the golf field. Spillane with the kickoff, short but returnable. This one taken down by Wade Samuel. He will go off to the far sideline and get run out of bounds. Another good return from Samuel. And it will go out to the St. Francis 48-yard line. Looks like they will spot that football at.
You see Samuel listed as a quarterback. So a bit of a change of pace quarterback getting a chance to get in on the kickoff return team. Bit of a versatile slash-like player for Coach Valerio.
So here comes the red flashback on. They have had the better of the play so far here in this third quarter, but now a two-score game again. First down and 10 from their own 48-yard line. 7:38 to go in the third quarter. Monmouth up 34-24. Five-man front for MU. Colin Cooper walking up from his left outside linebacker spot. A.J. Alexander back into the game, goes in motion from right to left. Kelly with a little play action, rolling left, flips it in the flat. That catch is made by Dan Conley, able to run through the tackle of Jose Gums, get a couple extra yards into Monmouth territory, take it down to the Hawk 47-yard line. That goes as a gain of about five.
And that's why they liked meaning the coaches, Matt, moving Connolly from linebacker, who's used to delivering the blow, to fullback, because Gums was measuring him up. We thought he was going to deliver one of those patented Jose hits, and Connolly was able to run right through it and keep the legs moving for a few extra yards.
Second down here. We'll call it a long four. 7-18 been rolling here, quarter number three. Offset eye look. It will be Harbridge looking to pick a spot through the line. Nothing doing this time. Ran right and into the arms of Austin Kugler, who will make the stop. He and Pat O'Hara getting off the bottom of the pile. No gain on the play. Third and four coming up.
Looking up the record books, Pollard returned the fifth for a punt return for a touchdown in school history. I could really botch that one up, didn't I?
All kinds of information being given your way today.
I know.
It's almost as if you have your own research assistant sitting next to you.
I need to bring Greg with me everywhere I go. That's the problem. What are you doing later? Come on.
Greg, what should I order for dinner tonight? You got to tell me. Tell me. Should I get lettuce or should I get tomato? Third down and four. Shotgun formation look for Kelly. Trips off to the right side. Mama showing blitz. Here comes Sullivan. Kelly picks it up. Throws off to his left, and the catch is made. Staying on his feet and inbounds down the sideline goes number 81, Jeff Wasileski. Made a beautiful reception in front of Zacharias, then tiptoed down the sideline to get some good extra yardage. They will mark it inside the 30-yard line at the 29.
Zacharias with good initial coverage. Try to get his hand on the football, not able to not only separate the receiver from the ball, but then make the tackle. And Wasileski picking up good extra yards.
Splits out now to the right side of the formation. Wasileski does. Alexander back to the near side left. It is Harbridge this time, picking a spot off left tackle, then bouncing into the sideline. Gets down inside the 25-yard line to about the 23. That goes as a gain of close to six. It'll bring up a second and four. We are exactly at the six-minute mark here in the third quarter. Monmouth in a bit of a dogfight, leading 34-24.
Matt, would you say that Harbridge is more shifty or more elusive?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to ask you that question.
I might need help from Greg to answer that question. All of a sudden, I'm going to rely on him. Offset eye look. It is Harbridge here, shifting his way off the left side. We'll take it down inside the 15-yard line. Get run out of bounds at about the 10, and that is exactly where they spot the football. I'm going to say shifty. I don't know about elusive. I think shifty.
Well, that's a good point, because he also is pretty strong for a guy his size, and he can run through tackles. That time ran through the missed tackle of Pat Gray, who was coming up close to the line of scrimmage and run support, and that is what allowed Harbridge to get outside into that second level to gain the extra yards.
Harbridge will check out here in favor of Keon Wade, who checks back into the game. Offset eye look shaded to the right. From the pistol, Kelly wants to throw. Now flush in the pocket, rolls right, goes towards the end zone, and it is incomplete. The intended receiver was Ryan Zarnich, the tight end. We haven't called his name much today. Goes as an incompletion and brings up a second and 10.
If Kelly would have seen the initial read, he had number four, Kevin Parker, streaking into the end zone. He was open for a second, but then when Kelly broke out of the pocket, Parker lost the spot he had open, kind of got lost into the shuffle into the middle of the field. So good coverage that time on the back end by Monmouth.
New package comes in here. Two receivers split to the right, one back to the left. That's the short side of the field offensively. Kelly going to play action and then give it up the middle to Wade. Little delayed handoff. He put it in the belly of Wade, almost took it back out, and then popped it back in, and Wade scoring from 10 yards out.
That cannon gets me every time. Matt, the Hawks find themselves again in a shootout. This 34, potentially 31, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. This Red Flash football team has showed no signs of slowing down on the scoreboard.
I'm running out of space to write down scores on my sheet. Here's Thiel for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, on the way, and good. Monmouth 34, St. Francis 30. Red Flash hanging around in this game after the touchdown from Keon Wade. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that from Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again.
The wave is coming.
We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on! Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Follow Hawks football all season long on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, we'd like to remind you all that next week's game on November 12th between the Hawks and Albany is Military Appreciation Day, presented by CACI. Monmouth Athletics welcomes all servicemen and servicewomen to enjoy a day of Hawks football, and all personnel wearing their uniform can show up at CACI's tent at Kessler Field.
Short kickoff here from Kevin Wood in the direction of Ben Wallace, the third tight end. He will make and call for a fair catch at the Monmouth 37-yard line, where the Hawks will get it back here first down and 10. So it's been no problem moving the ball up and down the field for MU today. They have 34 points on the board, and if I had to guess, well over 400 yards. They had 285 at the half, and they've scored a couple of had some big plays here in the third quarter as well, so right around the 400 mark, I would think. But defensively, they've been unable to stop St. Francis and letting them hang around in the football game. The pressure again back on the offensive unit.
Well, remember, too, that the touchdown scored this half was a punt return for a score, so the offense has some yardage to make up in this game if they're to continue to keep pace with what's proven to be potent red flash attack.
Three wide into the game. Roberts will get the reception. Break a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Fall forward to the 43-yard line. He will get six on the play. Roberts perhaps having his best day as a Monmouth wide receiver.
That's his fifth catch now, up over 80 yards to go along with a touchdown.
Brings up a second and four. We are inside of 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Red flash on their homecoming with a decent crowd on hand at DeGaulle Field on the PA campus. Pollard slot to the right, Sterling wide man to the right. Up top to the left is Roberts. Red flash showing blitz. Hayes trying to pick it up, and he will get the carry. Break the 50-yard line, take it down to the PA 47. That goes as a gain of 10 for Julian, the freshman. He's been a bit quiet today, but the passing game has worked a bit more than the last few weeks. I mean, his carries have been off the charts the last 3 weeks, so I would imagine almost he's looking forward to a little bit of a breather today.
Yeah, he's had it over 30 times, a couple of the last few games, and not only that, Monmouth's had so much success throwing the football, and it looks as though Matt P.A. has made the decision. We're not going to let Julian Hayes in the running game beat us. They want to see Craig Peterson do so. Peterson's played very well today.
Pollard slot left this time. Sterling wide man left. Mitchell will come in motion here. Fake the jet sweep, and it will be Hayes up the middle. Breaks through the first set of tacklers. Stays on his feet. Picks up 10 and 11 yards just to get enough for a first down. Down to the PA 36. So the offense looking real good today. The run and the pass game both firing. It has been mixed up well. Offensive coordinator Scott Van Zyl getting a lot of weapons involved. And Monmouth, just about every time they've touched the football, has had pretty good success.
Yeah, they've seemed to, you know, they're moving it well again. I believe just the one punt in this game, they're doing a good job. Two punts in this contest. But, again, they've been able to, with the exception of those few drives, move it up and down the field.
Pandorf has the H-back in motion. Goes to his left. Hayes going to look to the left side. Bounce it to the outside. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Gets down inside now the 25-yard line. Barrels his way as he somersaults to the 21. That's another first down carry from Julian. 15-yard pickup. Almost as if he heard us say he was looking forward to a little of a break. He says, I want my carries too. He's 26 yards on his last two carries.
He's got more yards on this drive than he did in the first half coming into the game, coming into this second half of play, Matt. Doing a good job running hard. Now look for those linebackers to creep up and the play-action pass to come into play.
First down and 10 now for MU from the PA 21-yard line. Ticking down towards the 3-minute mark. Pollard got started early. A player got started early and made contact. It's just a case of who did it first.
It looked as though Mitchell was the first player to move, and you hate to see a false start, especially from your wide receivers. You almost figure in. They don't have to anticipate. You can actually watch the ball get snapped.
This is interesting. Just saw Jim Sullivan, the fifth-year senior center, run to the sideline and change helmets. I don't know if he's got his regular helmet on or he was using a swapped-out helmet. But whatever it was, he tossed the helmet to the sideline and put an extra one on. First down and 15 with the penalty. Ball pushed back to the St. Francis 26-yard line. Pollard will come here slot right. Sterling, wide man to the right. Tight end to the left side of the formation with Pandorf and Hayes making up the backfield here. Peterson gets it. Gives it to Hayes, right up the middle. Hayes now bouncing into the left, down inside the 15, down inside the 10, the 5, dives towards the end zone, and he is in for the touchdown. Julian Hayes scoring from 26 yards out. For the third time today, Hayes has reached the end zone, and for the third time in four games, he has scored three consecutive touchdowns.
Yeah, Julian Hayes really starting to pile up the not only the touchdowns, but the yards here in the second half, and putting some more distance between Monmouth and St. Francis. And then now, Matt, it appears to be all on the defense's shoulders. Can they get a stop? Because both offenses are moving at will.
Mamba sets up here for the extra point with 2:37 to go. Nice run from Julian Hayes. He has definitely become the featured back here for MU. Peterson again, the holder. This to make it 41-31. High snap, good hold. Kick is up, and Spillane right on the money. Monmouth 41, St. Francis 31. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of Monmouth football from Nelligan Sports on the Hawks Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Cicilli, general manager of Galaxy Toyota in Eatontown, New Jersey, and proud sponsor of the Monmouth Hawks. Here to remind everyone, at Galaxy Toyota, you will receive $2,000 over book value for your trade when purchasing any new or pre-owned vehicle. In addition, receive a navigation system with every purchase. So come visit us on Route 36 in Eatontown, New Jersey. Call 1-800-SHOP-SMART or visit us on the web at galaxytoyota.net. Galaxy Toyota. Are you ready?
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
University Subs and Deli, a proud sponsor of MU Athletics, and has been a neighborhood favorite for years. Just three blocks north of campus, located on the corner of Larchwood and Wall Street in West Long Branch. All Monmouth students receive 10% off of their total order. And University Subs, good enough to offer free delivery into the dorms. Visit them online at myusubs.com. University Subs in Delhi. Good food is just around the corner. Monmouth with a squib kick here after the touchdown run from Hayes. It will go back to the second line, picked up by Dan Conley around the 30-yard line. He will get stopped at the 39-yard line after a 9-yard return. PA will have it first down and 10, and let's see what they can do with their opportunity as nobody seemingly up to the task defensively today, as we have 72 total points on the board with still 2 minutes to go here and 15 more minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you, and we heard our engineer Frank Cosentino say it in our earphones one of the before timeouts. Matt, you made a good point with that 65-60 score. You maybe even up it a little bit.
I'm not far off.
Because these teams are absolutely scoring at will on each other, and it's a matter of which defense wants to show up. Monmouth's had a couple stops in this game. They forced a turnover. They could use another one here.
First down of 10 for Kelly. Offset eye look. Two backs in the backfield. It will be Harbridge stretching into the shorts out of the field, able to turn the corner far sideline, take a good hit out of bounds, but still pick up about 6 yards to bring up a second and 4.
That's the thing. Harbridge gets up clapping, took that big hit, and he'll keep moving. He'll get a chance to continue to get more yards. And he looked as though he's bottled up on the far sideline, and he was able to sneak back in. So he's a very, very tricky player to figure out. You got to find him after this big offensive line. I mean, look at number 79 in there for St. Francis. Just a huge player. Matt checks in. That's Lloyd Hill at 401. And that's a generous listing.
Second and 6. That was before breakfast this morning. Snap high to Kelly. He will give it to Harbridge off the left side. Barroso will make the tackle on the backfield. Half-yard loss. Bring up a 3rd and 6. You know, PA has been in some shootout-type games this year. The opener, they lost to Wagner 38-28. Pretty high-scoring game. Then they were involved in a wild game with Morehead State back in early mid-September, I should say, in which they won 50-49. Lost to Sacred Heart a few weeks back on the 15th of October, 60-45. So they know how to play in some of these back-and-forth games.
They know how to give up a lot of points, but they also know how to score points,
they
too.
They sure do. Slot and receivers to either side for Kelly. Ball from the middle part of the field, out of the pistol, looking, throws left, has a receiver. That catch is made. Run out of bounds. It is Jacob Nowicki. That is first down yardage all the way inside the Monmouth 40. They will spot this football at the Hawks 38-yard line. That goes as a gain of about 18.
And a fail on both sides of the defense, Matt. Up front, no pressure on John Kelly. And then at the back level, just no one on the receiver. Again, the linebackers were near the line of scrimmage, kind of a miscommunication who was going to follow their receiver. Safety's back, and then St. Francis just finding big holes in the second and third level of the Monmouth defense.
The back four right now, Gray, Gums, Zacharias, and Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. On first down and 10, Kelly Little play action. Rolling to his right, has a man on the flat. That catch is made again. It is Novicki down the far sideline. Will get pushed out of bounds by Sullivan, but again, good yardage. Will get 15-plus down to about the Hawk 21-yard line. That goes as a 16-yard gain and another first down for St. Francis. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
And they're looking like the Red Flash are going to try to get on the board again here in the third quarter. Monmouth up 41-31, but PA moving the football well now, both using the run and the pass.
Alexander goes as the far side receiver to the offensive right. Tight end into the game, right side of the formation as well. Parker, slot receiver combo back to the left. This is Harbridge stretching it out again, short side of the field. Will run out of bounds after about a 5, maybe a 6-yard pickup. They will spot the football at the 17-yard line, so give them about 5 to bring up a 2nd and 5. 28 seconds to go. Monmouth leading at 41-31. Stick around, obviously, for the fourth quarter. Coming up after a commercial that will come your way as this third quarter comes to a close. We'll do the post-game show today as well and keep you updated on all of the NEC games that are taking place. We'll check the scoreboard in between quarters. Big game with Albany and Bryant. That looks like it could go down to the wire. We could be going down to the wire as well. 2nd down and 5. Mama showing blitz. Here they come. Picked up by Kelly. He throws it in the direction of Novicki. It goes as an incompletion, and that was one of those, I better get rid of the football or I might be in trouble.
Yeah, Ian Simon was bearing down on Kelly one of the few times that the Hawks in this game have gotten very good pressure on the PA quarterback, so doing a good job there forcing an early throw.
2 seconds to go in the third quarter, so barring penalty or a score, this will be the final play from scrimmage here in quarter number 3. Monmouth rotating in some new players. They bring Sutton back into the game, so they will go with the nickel and set up a 3rd down here and 5. Kelly puts Harbridge to his left, 2 receivers to either side. Wants to throw, steps up in the pocket, breaks the pocket, and will run down inside the 10, down inside the 5, towards the goal line, and in for the touchdown. 16-yard touchdown run for John Kelly. That is his 7th rushing touchdown of the year. And St. Francis an extra point away from being down 10 to down 3.
Is it too early in the game as the third quarter has expired? Is it too early to say the team with the ball last may win this contest?
We're getting to that point. I would agree with you. One thing that St. Francis hasn't been able to do since leading 10-6 is actually go on the other side of the score. High snap, good hold. Thiel, who's been busy, as has Spillane, with the extra point. That is good. Monmouth 41 rather, and St. Francis 38. They have 37 on the board, but it should be 38. 15 minutes to go as we'll start the fourth quarter with a kickoff after a 30-second touchdown.